Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Back with The Takeaway, I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and I've brought along a few friends.
Summer, Cody, Eddie, as of today, you are officially Junior Park Rangers.
This is the best day of my life.
The Spirit Rangers are here to protect every crook, cranny, and critter.
Summer, Cody, and Eddie are the Spirit Rangers, a trio of animated Native American siblings who protect our national parks with their magical powers of transformation. The animated series debuts on Netflix Monday, October 10th, which is also Indigenous Peoples Day. Joining me now is the series creator and executive producer, Carissa Valencia, a member of the Santa Ynez Chumash tribe in California. Carissa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So what is the genesis of the idea for the Spirit Rangers?
So Spirit Rangers came about for a variety of reasons. One is that I am a huge animation fan, big animation nerd, and wanted to create more content for kids with Native heroes and Native leads. One of my favorite movies growing up was, of course, Pocahontas. Like many, I was a 90s baby and she meant everything to me. And I remember meeting her at our powwow one year and I asked her to sign my DVD. I was so happy to meet her because she looked like me and my sister. And then when I got older and realized like the source material was not great and it was all made by non-natives, it was like such a gut punch. And realizing like, oh my gosh, if I want to make change, I have to be on the other side of the camera. So I guess like it really came about when I was working for Chris Nee. I was her script coordinator at the time on Vampirina and Doc McStuffins, and was really introduced into the preschool space. And I had my nose in the air at preschool at the time. I thought that's just baby stuff and didn't really think about it. And my first day on the job, I read the script called Hannah the Brave for Doc McStuffins, and it was about cancer, a kid with cancer. And it just blew my mind that we could tell these type of stories. And so Spirit Rangers was an idea I kind of had in my mind. It's like all tribes have traditional stories that are like, how did the condor get its black feathers? Or how did the sun get in the sky? And we have so many from like all over. Every tribe is so different. And it's really like Grimm's fairy tales, which is perfect for preschoolers. Mm-hmm. So I had this idea of like kids transforming because my tribe believes in that. We have stories of our bear doctors who can transform. And it really kind of clicked when I realized, as a Californian, I'm very lucky to have gone to all of our national parks that are so beautiful. And I realized I had never met an Indigenous park ranger, which was crazy to me because when I like would go hiking in our state parks with my dad or fishing, he could name every tree, every flower. He could see like if there's a track in the mud, he'd be like, that was a mountain lion. It was just here. Like he knew this land like the back of his hand. And it was crazy to me that I had never met a park ranger who was Indigenous. So in my imaginary world, this is now a family of park rangers who are taking care of their land. They're the original stewards and they're using modern technology today and celebrating their native culture, but also living in the present day, which was also really important to me.
Right. I wanted to plan that exactly because there can be, when I first heard it, I was like, wait, they're magical? Because, you know, that sort of idea of like magical Black folks, magical Native folks. Mm. But it seems like you're actually pulling more the magic of childhood here, but still connecting it in ways that allow it to be quite modern, quite contemporary.
Yes, I think so. I think like all of our stories are like, those traditional stories are so universal, like those universal lessons of like learning to share and be a better community member and taking care of your land and place. All of that can be learned by anybody in any kind of space. So I was really excited to create our own Native magic. And what did that look like when they transformed? What did the spirits look like? And animation was perfect for it because like there's so much freedom. You could do anything. So it's such a breath of fresh air to give my team this creative freedom to make the show they always wished they had as a kid. So it was a really, really fun process.
And what kind of adventures are our Spirit Rangers going to go on?
So the park is set in fictional Southern California, and it's very fictional because it looks like the Disneyland of national parks. And in every episode, the kids will assist a spirit who's in danger and help them kind of find their way. So for us as humans in this series, when you see a thunderstorm, it'll look just like a bunch of dark clouds. But when you are a spirit ranger and transform, you'll look at those same clouds and see that it's actually a family of thunderbirds. So everything in the park kind of duels as another spirit, which just like goes right back to my love letter for national parks and our environment. And hopefully kids will, you know, next time they want to squish that spider or whatever, they'll think about how we're all connected. Yeah.
You mentioned one of definitely my favorite humans, Chris Nee, who is the creator of Doc McStuffins. And I love, you know, sort of, oh, you had your nose kind of up in the air about, you know, the preschool space. But then actually, I think about Doc, and not only was Doc important to my daughters as preschoolers, but, you know, I love a good Doc McStuffins episode. I've learned a lot from her. And I'm wondering about whether or not we might have an opportunity to see some real life guest stars animated. I'm thinking here of like when Doc McStuffins went to the Obama White House and met the First Lady. Are we going to get some animated superstars in this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, first of all, like the cast is just all any native characters voiced by a native actor. And we also bring in some real life heroes, like you mentioned. One of my writers, Shelley Dennis, who's fantastic, she wanted to do an episode that kind of tackled what it meant to be a chief. Because for her tribe, they had chiefs, and not all tribes do. And there's like a stereotype that goes with it, like a headdress and the whole thing. And she very kindly asked her own chief of the Choctaw Nation to voice a character for us. Mm. So he is in the series, which is really cool. It's like meeting, you know, the president of a country. So it was like really cool to have him there. And then we also have an episode featuring Aaron Yazzie, who is a Navajo. I think he's an engineer, works at NASA. So it was really cool to show off our traditional knowledge of the stars, but also someone in the modern space working at NASA using technology and modern sciences to still study the stars. So we have some really cool folks coming up that everyone will get to meet.
Now, Spirit Rangers is premiering Monday, October 10th, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. Was that purposeful?
It sure was. That holiday has been, oh gosh, always, you know, celebrating the history and trauma of Christopher Columbus. And what a Indigenous Peoples Day this will be to have a kids show out there, you know, for Native youth who get to see themselves so they don't feel invisible. You know, it'll hopefully give them a sense of pride and acknowledgement that their community is here. And then for non-natives, an opportunity to be a little bit more educated about us, and well, we're welcoming you into our world and hearing our story. So it was absolutely intentional.
Carissa Valencia is head writer and creator of the Netflix series Spirit Rangers. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Melissa. This is fun.